This is the 5-Point Play Podcast, the Die Hard Duke Basketball Fan Podcast. Regular season in the books. ACC Awards just came out, so we'll give a full reaction to everything that happened there. And then we'll give you our predictions for the ACC tournament this week. The guy in the top left, that's actually Coach P. That's Pablo. But he decided he was going to butter up for a shave tonight. So, just wanted to make sure everybody knew. Yep. AC is working tonight, so he may join us a little bit later, but he's not ducking y'all. He's not ducking everybody, just so all the commenters can sleep easy tonight when we post this. But we did our UNC reactions yesterday, so it's full steam ahead. It's a new season, and Jack, I'll give it to you. This is kind of your bread and butter, talking about the awards. So kind of your overall take from what you saw, are there any surprises, and what would you have had different?
Can't really say there were any true surprises. I think the closest thing to a surprise is Marcus Burton over Jared McCain for Rookie of the Year, but even that feels pretty valid, honestly, given the numbers. I mean, personally, I would have had McCain, but I am also a Duke fan, so there's that. But I feel like either one could have won. They were both unanimous all rookie selections for the conference. So, yeah, but other than that, everything kind of went as expected. I think most improved player is always controversial, but I think Shefflin deserved it. He played out of his mind this season.
Yeah. Any surprises for you, or it was pretty much what you expected?
No, I mean, it's like I'm looking at it right now on ACC Network, and I mean, it's pretty on par for Roach might be a little low in some people's minds, but you got to look at all the great guards the ACC has and, kind of give it that for what it's worth. Player of the year, that's pretty straightforward. RJ Davis played his balls off. Shout out to PJ Hall for getting some nods. I thought he played really well.
Pause.
We've missed you, Pablo.
Oh, man. We'll edit that out, folks. The biggest surprise to me, TK, to answer your question, thank you, is the amount of votes that Marcus got over Jared for Rookie of the Year, I think, is the most alarming thing to me. I'm not mad that Burton got it. It's probably well-deserved, seeing he's as a freshman and he's the number one option on that squad. But little surprising of the vote disparity there.
Yeah, the differentials kind of took me off guard. I fully expected Burton to receive that award. He deserves it. Pabs, anything kind of shock you when you opened it up and saw, everybody that won, everybody that made the teams, anybody that didn't make the teams?
Yeah, I mean, I would just hit on two things that I thought. I'm not sure of the rule, but I think that Hunter Silas, was he not eligible for most improved player?
He was. He got 18 votes. And I agree with you. I agree. I thought him, I was like, how is he not?
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I was like, how is he not?
I'm just going to give you the face. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, no. Wait a minute. You know what I mean?
Shefflin got 30 votes. He got 18.
That's crazy to me. Yeah. That is crazy. And that's what I'm saying. I don't.
That's wild.
Well, obviously he was eligible for it. But I mean, I honestly think that Hunter Silas definitely was the most improved player. And it shouldn't even have been that close. I mean, if you're going to vote like that, I think maybe Hunter should have got the 30 and Shefflin maybe got 18, yeah, or something like that, in my opinion. But, I mean, it is what it is. And the other thing was just Jeremy Roach. I think he at least, at minimum, should have been second team.
Yeah.
Minimum. Because he was, what, third team? I think third team is kind of different.
He was third team, yeah.
Especially, you know.
He was kind of low on third team, too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But you had Beekman. You had Beekman on second team, who's the defensive player of the year.
Yeah,
that one amazed me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you saw how the votes were going.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just felt like.
You're not going to go.
Did make a team?
Coach, you're not going to say the defensive player of the year is only the good enough for the third ring of ACC player of the year, so to speak. Well, right?
So I'll use the, you know, I mean, you can, you know what I'm saying? But I'll use the example, you know.
Not in the ACC, like, sir.
Yeah, well, I'll take it to the pro game real quick, right? There's been instances where guys like Mark Gasol's been like defensive player of the year, but didn't make, he wasn't
second
on
team.
Team.
Yeah, that's because the awards were voted by two different people, like groups of people back then.
At the forwards in the league at the time, though.
Yeah, no, I get, but he was the defensive player of the year, though. You know what I mean? So that's kind of suspect, but I mean, it is what it is. But like I said, that's really the only thing that was kind of concerning to me. I think, like I said, Jeremy making third team was kind of crazy, especially with how efficient he's played this year. All his numbers are up, like it's crazy. He's second team minimum, and he, you know, he's really pushing that first team. So
that's 85 votes is crazy, by the way, too. Like only 85 votes is wild.
Yeah, that's wild. Say this about Jeremy. I don't think he should have won it, but the fact that he got no most improved player votes is kind of crazy just because of how much he, like, his numbers may have stayed the same, but his actual, like, ability would significantly improve this year, I would say.
Jack, yeah, I think his numbers went up across the board.
I think we all know this as Duke fans. We know this. Like, there's a reason Coach K didn't win any Coach of the Years. And, like, we talk about recruits getting, like, the Duke nod once they get that Duke scholarship offer or they sign with Duke. They get, you know, bumped up the recruiting draft boards. That's the opposite when it comes to accolades in the
awards,
ACC.
Yeah.
You're right. Not getting any love from the voters. If anything, that love, and I'm not trying to be biased, this is what it is. Look at the numbers, folks. That shit's going to UNC all day, every day.
Yeah.
All day, every day. There's so many voters in this triangle area, TK, that me and you reside in.
Yeah.
That it's, I guarantee you Connor voted on all of these.
Yeah, no, I mean, right? it's been that way for years. That
media get votes still?
Yeah. But like, yes. So, but it's been that way for years that down here, there are so many more Carolina voters that they have always pumped those votes up. And I'm not sitting here saying that, you know, obviously RJ was hands down, no question.
Yeah.
Armando being second team with the most votes, that to me was a little surprising. But, you know, just keeping it real for Jeremy Roach, Pablo, Judah Mintz over Jeremy Roach, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Beekman over Jeremy Roach, that doesn't make any sense to me, even though he was the Defensive Player of the Year. Even Omir, who I know that AC had him on his first team, but Miami was terrible this year. I know a lot of that had to do with injuries. But Jeremy, you know, was the leader of our team, who finished second. Like that to me deserves some credit there, right?
No, I mean, I absolutely agree with that. And that's why I always say, like, I really wanna know criteria. I wanna see the criteria. Like, what are you guys voting on? Like, what are you saying? What matters and what doesn't matter? You know what I mean? Because it seems like, honestly, it seems like it's all over the place sometimes, and not even like, you know, I mean, we don't want to sit up here and be biased for Duke. We could do that all day, but we're not being biased. We're being real. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're being honest. And I think that very, like, unbiased fans that root for different teams are probably thinking the same thing as us. You know what I mean? Like, for sure, because it's like, I just don't understand. Like I said, the criteria just seems a little off, man. Like when they do this voting. So I don't know if they're taking in, what are they taking into account? Team wins? How did your team play? What did you do for your team? What else? Like, what else is there? You know what I mean? I'm really curious.
Got to be a lot of eye tests, man. It's got to be a lot of eye tests. And with eye tests comes,
I'm know, okay with that. Though.
But with eye tests comes bias, right? Like you start to lean one way or the other. And
it does when you only see that player.
I've got to say that's what it is. That's why you get so many UNC leads.
How much of it is, when we talk about bias, how much of it is recency bias or the opposite, where you already had your mind made up before, you know, seven, eight games were left?
And that's where I think that's a good point that you make, TK. And that's where I think that's where the argument for Jared McCain comes in at, right, is the recency bias. You know what I'm saying? Because they see what he's doing now, and he's, you know, pretty much captivated. You know, every time, you know, you talk about Duke basketball, you talk about Jared McCain, you talk about his fingernails, you talk about him shooting with TJ Power after the game, you talk about him smiling, you talk about his TikToks, you know what I mean, and his play. So these are all recent things, you know what I mean, that he's been doing well. So it's like, That's what kicks in. But nah, for sure, I think some of that has a lot to do with it, you know, when it comes to these voting, this voting stuff.
Yeah, Jack, Coach of the Year went to Hubert Davis. I think that it is deserved. Certainly, did that surprise you at all? No, did you kind of expect that?
Look, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Nor should I, as a Duke fan. Last year was a massive disappointment for UNC, arguably the most disappointing season in the history of college basketball. Like, you could make that argument. And he turned that team around, like, completely rebuilt it, partially by kicking guys out, but I'm not going to go there.
That's true, though. I mean,
look, regardless of the process, the results... results are overwhelmingly positive. Carolina is back to where they should be this year, and that is at the top of, you know, like, national prominence. They're not a joke. They're, you know, they're good at basketball again, and that's, as a Duke fan, I'm saying that is good for the ACC, it is good for basketball, and it is good for the rivalry.
Absolutely.
And he's got them, you know, personnel are there. The coaching is, I think, significantly better. And, yeah, he deserved it.
I think Hubert's done a hell of a job, man.
Yes,
I think
thank Hubert you.
Really doing well.
If he proved me wrong, he proved the voters wrong.
Yeah.
I was beginning to question whether or not he could coach. And damn it. Really? I was, man, because when he took over, okay, you kind of got a sleigh ride. Easy, smooth in roll, and then you just shit the bed last year, and it was like, can you coach X's and O's, you know, in between the whistles in practice, and can you figure out this new NIL transfer portal system? And yes, the answer was yes. He checked all the boxes, and I knew he was a good coach. I've heard him. Heard him a few times speak. He's a super nice guy. And frankly, I wanted him to succeed. You know what I mean? Like, it's like Jack said, it's good for basketball. When Duke is good, when Carolina is good, it's good for basketball. When Kentucky's good, it's good for basketball. When Kansas is good, it's good for basketball. Michigan State, great for basketball. Am I wrong? Absolutely.
You're absolutely right.
So
I mean, I'll say this. It's fun to laugh at these schools.
He proved me wrong this year, and he absolutely deserves it.
Yes.
Absolutely. But we can't knock him for going to the transfer portal either, Jack.
No.
Because that's what Duke was trying to do.
No, I wasn't trying to knock him. I was saying he was able to build a team.
Okay. No, I thought you made
it. The way he reconstructed his team last year, not my favorite method, but again, like I said, you can't argue with the results.
It's the new one and done method.
He brought in a bunch of really good players, and more than really good, he brought in a bunch of players who all complement each other really well. And
it's a nod to his coaching ability. It really is.
Yes, it is. It is. That's an important part of coaching.
I'm impressed. So the voters.
If you keep it a buck, though, like, if you really look at that roster, North Carolina is not, like, super-duper talented.
No, they're not. Like,
they're not.
They're coached up, and they fit well.
Two NBA players on their team?
There you go.
I mean, they're not there stacked. That's a nod to coaching, man. Like, that's exactly a really good job.
Yeah.
And that's why I salute Hubert, you know what I'm saying, for this year. You know what I mean? Because he's done a hell of a job, like, just schematically, man, the stuff that he's running and the way he's able to counter and things that he's doing on the court. It's been good. It's been fun to watch, man. I ain't even going front. And we all know that we Duke fans, you know what I'm saying? But we could salute to you. You know what I mean?
It's not great for being down here, I'll be honest with you. But
as a fan of college basketball, I cannot, like, Jay Williams caught a lot of flack for what he said, but I like the way Carolina plays this year. I do. I hate Carolina. I like the way they play.
For sure.
Yeah. Plain and simple.
I think one thing, D brought up the fact that Coach K didn't win Coach of the Year for like 20-something years. And one of the knocks on Coach K was that, oh, well, he has a bunch of, you know, five-star players. But, you know, one of the things we've always talked about on this podcast is that, well, that's part of coaching. Part of coaching is recruiting. And so to Heber's credit, he did a really good job of a roster makeover, taking some people out of there that were cancerous and then bringing in high-quality guys that have experience, great locker room people, and it has shown on the court. And so while he has improved schematically, like Pablo talked about, it also had to do with the kind of people that he wanted to build his program around. And, you know, Coach K always talked about that, you know, we have, you know, three different ways that we evaluate people. You know, talent, you got to have talent, obviously. But one of the three pillars was, are you a good person? Do you come from a good family and things like that? Because we want to have good people as part of our team and our program. And I think credit to Hubert, he brought in good people. So, you know, I think it was well deserved. You know, kind of keeping it back to Duke a little bit, the fact that we didn't have a single vote for anybody on the defensive team, that's alarming to me. You know, I'm not saying it should have happened. I'm just saying it's alarming that we couldn't do that.
No, it should have happened.
Okay. It should have. Filipowski, I'm going to say this. Kyle Filipowski is an underrated defender. He is one of the best shot blockers in the conference. He is very good. He's ridiculously good for a center at creating turnovers. He's very good at defending the rim. I mean, that's why he looks so exhausted on offense. He's putting all this effort in on defense. He should have been in all defensive. Like, he should have at least gotten a few votes. He's top five in so many different, like, rate stats and counting stats on the defensive side of the ball in the conference, and he didn't get a single vote, and that is a horrible look.
Mark Mitchell.
I don't even think I need to bring that up. It happened 2 years in a row with Mark Mitchell.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, one of the most versatile defenders in college basketball.
Not to mention, missed time, but could have gotten a look.
I don't want to get shunned off this podcast because Lord knows I love being a co-host of it. But if I'm using the eye test alone, and I've watched every single second of Duke basketball this season, every single second, if I'm using eye test alone, there's no fucking way me as a Duke fan can vote for him being on the all defensive team. I'm sorry.
Mark Mitchell.
I don't care about my any of them, like Kyle.
Any of them.
If we're using the eye test alone, I don't care about your metrics. I don't care about your numbers, your plus minuses, and your adjusted defensive stuff. If I'm using the eye test alone, no, I'm not saying you deserve to be on the all defensive team. No way.
D.
Don't get mad at me.
Stop. No, I'm not gonna get mad at you, but let me stop you right there. You know me, right? I'm not a plus minus fucking numbers guy at all. I'm only talking about the eye test when I say it. That's what I'm talking about. Because as much as people say, you know, Flip can't do this, he can't do that. When I'm watching the game, and I'm seeing him stay in front of the, you know what I'm saying, between his man and the ball, you know what I'm saying, or not in front of the basket and his man, you know what I'm saying, stay in front of a guard or guard. Just that, did you see the plays that he made this last game against North Carolina, those two blocks?
For 40 minutes.
See that?
You got to do it for, you know, 40 minutes.
I got you. And he played pretty damn good. Armando Bacot had 9 points. And that's what I'm saying. Like, Kyle Filipowski's right. They're targeting him, right, in pick and roll. And they kind of figured out that they can't really do that, you know what I'm saying, anymore. You know what I mean? Because he's standing in front of the ball. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about eye test, bro. When I see that this is what I see. I'm like, damn, you know, he's a pretty good defender. I saw that last year.
over a 30 you know plus mean? Game span, I think no. I mean, I'm not saying he's not second team, but no, I'm not like sitting here voting for him defense player of the year. No way.
I wouldn't say defensive player of the year in the conference because God, you got no. guys like
or all defense or all defense. I just don't. I definitely think you gotta give it. You got to do it for 40 minutes, man. You got to do it for 40 minutes.
And you I can't tell me that.
That's one of the things that's been a constant with Flip. Like you've seen his offense come and go, come and go, come and go.
Paul, the defense has been consistent.
His defense has been a constant. But that's what I'm saying.
He hasn't given you consistent long term. He'll hit a slump where he sits on the bench for 16 minutes in the first half. Like you've got to be there for me, dog. Some of it's not foul trouble. Let's go back and look at some tape. We both know that some of it's not foul trouble. Okay, right, fair.
How many times has he been benched, though?
I'm not even using the word bench. I'm just saying somebody else has some better energy than you right now. Whether that energy be hustle or whether that energy be attitude.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
I will be the opposite of the two men in squares above me here and be the numbers guy. Kyle Filipowski was top six in so many. Let me pull up. I actually have this written down. He was top six in the conference in blocks per game, defensive box plus minus, defensive win shares, defensive rating, defensive rebounding rate, block rate, and anchored the number three defense in the conference.
The thing that was alarming to me when I kind of started this talk was that Duke's defense collectively, you know, like you said, is third, and for a while they were top two. And, you know, they probably dropped the third after, you know, giving up 84 there to Carolina. But either way, if you're that high and you don't get a single vote, like that to me is alarming. That's the alarming part to me. And
shout out to Jay Lucas then, I guess. But
the team defense is so good that we don't even need a single vote. But, like, you know what I mean? Like,
but if we're using the eye test and you see guys.
Well, let me ask you a question. We're talking about the eye test, right? And let's move. Flip out. We already discussed him. Tyrese Proctor. Now, if you want to make the argument that he didn't play in all the games, okay, fine. But just looking at the games he did play and looking at the ACC Player of the Year, he shut down the ACC Player of the Year twice.
Two times.
Yes.
So.
And think about all the other guards he shut down.
He can't get a look.
When he did play, he played for 38 to 40 minutes. 36
really good defense.
Our knock on
Tyrese has been offensively.
The slow start and time missed is the only thing you've got to say to that. Like, that's the only.
If that's what every single voter is going to say, that's fine.
I get it, Jack. I was about to say, unless we start throwing out accusations and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're hacking or whatever. Slow start, time missed. That's the only thing you can say about Reese not getting some sort of nod for something.
I am going to bring up a baseball comparison. Last season, for those who don't follow baseball, Nolan Arenado did not win a Gold Glove for the first time in his career. And early in the season, he was still one of the better defenders at third base in baseball. Early in the season, he was hitting really poorly, and someone said he's not hitting well enough to win a Gold Glove, if that makes sense, which it doesn't make sense. But the offense might have kept Proctor out of being noticed. That's the comparison I'm trying to make. The offensive numbers make someone noticeable enough that you can point out how good their defense is. This goes across all sports where players go two ways.
I think that goes back to some of the biases I talk about.
I was just going
to
say that.
It does.
If we're talking about all 74 or 75, how many voters it is, if we're only using eye tests, that brings in the biases.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No, I completely agree. I think that's the point I wanted to make is that you can let whatever these biases are and self-fulfilling prophecies that you'll be convinced of anything. And as soon as people start saying it over and over again, then people are like, oh, yeah, you're right. This guy, you know, he's the best defender in the league. And it takes on a life of his own, and then the the award is already given out in mid-January or early February. Like, it's already done. You can't, nothing you can do after that matters, because you've already made up your mind that this person's the defensive player of the year or this person's first team. And if you wanted to make the argument, you know, about Bacot, and it's like, oh, well, last year he was the ACC preseason player of the year, but he played so poorly that there's no way we can put him on the first team this year. And you can make that argument too. Like, there's these things take on a life of their own. And I think that probably happened a little bit to Tyrese, where we see the offense wasn't there. He was getting preseason All-American looks. And because he didn't live up to that expectation, he must have been trash. When the reality is that he was a phenomenal defender, and to not even get a single vote is criminal. So, you know, I don't know if you guys want to talk any more about the award selections or anything like that. Otherwise, we can get into some ACC tournament predictions and how we see this thing going.
Before we do that,
yeah.
Anything I'll say is that whoever did not vote for Tyrese Proctor and didn't give him any vote whatsoever, you guys deserve at least one felony. That's what I'll say. But anyway, we can move on.
Yeah, perfect. I was going to say Tyrese Proctor should have gotten some love. It had to be a time of play thing.
Yeah, it had to have been. All right, so ACC tournament starts tomorrow, Tuesday. So
I will be there.
Yep, Jack, going right to you. You're going to be there all 5 days.
You heard it here first, folks. You heard it here first.
I will be driving down to Washington tomorrow morning.
Point to Jack.
It's going to be so fun.
There we go.
I am not one of the fortunate people that has been to many ACC tournaments. This will be my second, but Duke won the last one, so hoping for good vibes. I'll say this. It's going to be a really interesting tournament. I am going to be very intrigued by the results of the first day, if we're being completely honest, because...
Hit me with the bracket real quick. I haven't even looked at it, Jack. What is it?
I'm pulling it up right now. So day one is...
Where is Duke's section in the bracket? Are the top or bottom?
Duke, I believe, is the bottom of the bracket.
Yeah, Duke is bottom.
Yeah, they play at 7 on Thursday, so that's the bottom.
Yeah. 7 on Thursday, yeah.
And we'll play the winner of...
They'll play the winner of Syracuse versus State or Louisville. So probably Syracuse or State.
I've not even turned on local radio or ESPN since Duke lost to UNC.
You are a smart person, D.
Oh, I know. I could only imagine what was said on 99.9 The Fan today. It was probably magical, I'm sure.
One way to say
around in complete silence.
Yeah, so I'm pulling up the bracket right now so that we can share it on our screen. Computer
in front of me right here.
We are in fact all using computers.
Yep. But good stuff. Anyway, while you're bringing that up, ACC tournament. It's crazy that Georgia Tech is playing on Tuesday and they're one of the best teams I've seen play basketball all year.
Yeah, every time I see them on TV.
Pablo, every time I've seen him on TV, which is 3 times, you looked at me mad crazy. I thought he was
no. Did I hear you say Georgia Tech was one of the best teams you've seen play all year?
That I've seen on TV. I've seen him play 3 times.
Shit. Oh, okay. I was about to say you must only watch 3 games.
They won all 3 games. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha. So I'm with you. I'm with you.
You beat UNC, you beat Duke, and you beat Wake Forest at home. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that's crazy. They kind of got a crazy resume.
They really do. So, like, people talk about the ACC is so bad, but like every time I look at those standings, I'm like, all right, they're Georgia Tech's playing on a Tuesday as like a 14th seed, 15th seed, something like that. So they're like the second to last best team. Like, what? That's crazy to me because I've seen them play like 3 or 4 times on TV, and they look really fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they play Notre Dame in game 1 tomorrow at 2. Jack will be the only person in the building. and then we have NC State and Louisville. There actually might be less people for that one.
And then damage got, us.
That's crazy. Crazy, TK.
I'm sorry. Look,
so here's our bracket.
So bracket on the screen for on YouTube. But yeah, so obviously Duke's not playing until Thursday. Let's start at the top of the bracket, though. What do we see happening? Who's meeting North Carolina and who's meeting Pitt? Pablo, I'll give you the first prediction here. Who do you see, playing both Carolina and Pitt come Thursday?
I think Florida State is going to win. I think they're going to beat VTech, and then I think they're going to beat North Carolina.
Coming out.
That would be fun.
That Georgia I think they're going to beat North Carolina. Is going to be crazy.
Yeah, that game going to be crazy. The
Georgia Tech Wake Forest game is going to be fucking wild. Tune in for that.
Everybody has Georgia Tech beating Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For the most part, yeah. I think they pull the pause. I think they pull it out. You know what I'm saying? So that was crazy as hell. So I think we might see.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think.
It's a family show, bro.
We might see a Wake Forest and a Florida State.
So you got Wake Forest figuring this thing out. Beating Georgia Tech and then Pitt, and then they're playing Florida State in the semis. That's crazy.
That Wake Forest UNC game going to be crazy.
D, so you got Wake Forest going against.
I just don't see fucking UNC losing right now. I don't think they win the ACC championship because I don't think they've strung together that many wins in a row this season. Somebody fact check me on that.
Didn't Florida State beat UNC this year?
I don't think they beat them, but they played close. They
held them close at least.
Well, the point is I don't think they lose to Florida State right now. I don't know if they have strung together that many wins in a row is what I'm this season is what I'm saying.
Carolina beat Florida State by 7.
Yeah. Am I the only one? Hold on, real quick. Am I the only one that thinks Virginia Tech's going to win that game? I think Virginia Tech's going to beat Florida State.
I think Virginia Tech's going to win.
Okay, so we'll split.
I think you could flip a coin with that game to be quite honest with you. Virginia Tech doesn't have to travel as far, obviously. That could be their only saving grace.
It's not that close, though. I mean, especially they're driving. That's not a.
Closer than
I'd rather fly
Seminole County, Florida.
I'd rather fly from Tallahassee into DCA than drive from Blacksburg, Virginia to DC.
No, dude. Anytime I don't have to go to the airport, I'll drive.
Tallahassee is a miserable flight. I'm just going to say that.
I didn't even know Tallahassee had an airport. So shout out to them for
it's having- very small, and most people fly into Atlanta and then try to make do.
Oh, hell no. So if we have to change flights in Atlanta, no, dude, we're taking the bus.
And they just give you a parachute and tell you to jump out over Tallahassee.
Okay. We've turned into a travel agency here on the 5-Point Play. Five-Point
Podcast, you can follow us on Patreon.
Fly with us. Drive with us. So I think Virginia Tech's going to beat Florida State and then lose to Carolina. And I think – I don't know that Wake Forest can beat Georgia Tech.
I think Wake Forest can beat anybody in this tournament.
I agree.
Depends on which Wake Forest shows up.
100%. You can beat any team in this tournament.
If the Georgia Tech that I've seen, because I've watched them 5 times this season, and they're 4-1 in those 5 games, if that Tech shows up, they could win the whole thing.
I don't think they can win the whole thing.
I would say the same for Wake Forest.
5 games in 5 days, I don't think that they can pull
it. It's never happened and probably never will.
But
whoa, yes it has.
Not 5-5.
No, we do 4-4.
Duke's won 5-5 and Syracuse has won 5-5.
No, both won. Syracuse has never won the ACC.
We won 4. We won 4.
And Duke won 4-4. Today's actually the anniversary of that. 7 years.
Shout out Harry Giles.
I thought... Yeah, that was that.
Shout out Matt Jones for that 3.
Also true.
No, all right. Well, we'll disagree. but Syracuse didn't win the ACC when they were the 10-game play-in for the 68 Field of 68 first year.
When they made it to the Final Four?
Yeah.
I don't think they've ever won
that. No, Notre Dame won the ACC that year, I think.
Did they play for it? I mean, they had to do something in the ACC. I remember that.
It was 2016.
That was the first year of the Field of 68 with the play-in games.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But either way, so Pablo has Florida State in the semifinals. I think it'll be UNC and I don't know who's going to be on the other side of that game.
UNC and Wake Forest would be wild.
Carolina-Wake would be a great game.
Carolina-Wake Forest would be fucking wild.
I think Carolina would destroy them.
I don't think it would be like that. I think Wake would be that hype.
That's possible.
I think they would be that hype. The coaching staff would have them ready to roll.
Yeah.
I'm looking right now.
The Wake Forest against Florida State.
I would take that. I would take that.
Jack, who do you have in the semis then on top?
That was a crazy pause too, Jack. By the way, that was wild. He said, "I'll take that three times." Holy shit!
Nobody's safe on Patreon, on the YouTube. Nobody's safe here, Jack.
Well, okay. In the semis in the upper bracket, I think it's going to be Wake and Carolina.
All right.
And then, I think Wake. And
then, yeah, who's winning that game?
Carolina. I think we're getting round three next Saturday.
All right. Well, let's
at this point, I'm just being deliberate, Pablo.
Whoa.
All right, so
we're getting down three of the rivalry.
TK, we're officially off the rails.
Yeah, we
let's rein it in.
I'm trying to get this thing back on track.
This is tough.
All right, let's go to the bottom half of the bracket then. No one cares about the NC State Louisville game. NC State.
I care.
Okay.
I will probably be sitting courtside for that game because the day one tickets are general admission.
That's true. You. Very might be the only person there.
Only person there.
But
I went for the first game 5 years ago. I literally walked in halfway through Notre Dame versus Georgia Tech and sat first row. So,
yeah, that's pretty sweet.
But Kenny Payne will likely, like in all likelihood, will not make it out of the building with his job after that game. So I am interested in that. It's good for the ACC.
Pablo, did you want to react to that?
Nah, man. Go Duke. Go Duke.
Go Duke.
All right. So we got does anybody disagree that NC State is going to beat Louisville?
Oh, well, yeah. I'm from here again. And NC State will be NC State. So, yeah, there's absolutely a chance NC State loses Louisville.
Didn't they in the regular season?
I don't know, but I've watched NC State basketball since I've watched Duke basketball, and that's a long time. And they continually fuck up. So, yeah.
It's that NC State shit, as they call it.
Well, either way, I think NC State's going to be there against Syracuse, and then
fucking 6-point loss.
Give me Miami over BC.
Sure,
that's a take. How healthy is Miami right now?
That Duke Syracuse game going to be crazy, though.
Yes.
The Duke Syracuse game is going to be crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be live for sure.
And then Virginia Clemson.
Virginia Duke round two is going to be nothing like the first one. So let's go ahead and throw that the fuck out.
Clemson is going to beat UVA.
I disagree.
I actually agree with that.
I disagree.
I think that Clemson Duke part two is going to be scary.
I think Clemson beats Duke.
Yeah.
If we're being totally honest.
I disagree. I think we're getting a Duke Carolina ACC championship game on Saturday.
Yep.
I'd love to be wrong.
I think we're getting I think we get Duke Florida State championship game.
Duke Florida State, I think it's Clemson
UNC. So it sounds like everybody doesn't want to see Duke and UNC play in a championship game except Jack. But we're all saying it in different ways. Because, Pablo, you're trying to convince me that Florida State is going to somehow fuck around and beat Carolina. No way. They're not going to fuck around and beat Virginia Tech.
I think they might, man.
I don't think so.
I don't want to see it. I think it's what's going to happen.
How they're the ninth team in the ACC is beyond me. I must have been, like, sleeping through half the season. I don't know. That just shows you, like, the way the ACC cannibalizes each other. Because Georgia Tech, NC State, Syracuse, Miami, all better than them, in my opinion.
Well, I think that every team that plays on Tuesday or Wednesday has a chance to win the thing.
No.
No.
Sorry, Wednesday or Thursday. Wednesday or Thursday. I am sorry.
Yeah.
No. I think that none of the Tuesday teams have a chance, but I think any of the Wednesday and Thursday teams could put something together and win.
Let's focus on the semifinals for Duke then. I think it's going to be Clemson. D, you're saying it'll be UVA.
I don't think Clemson can put it together long enough to make a run like that. Like, I don't think they can win two in a row against that type of field, like, in that environment. I don't have enough. It's Clemson, for God's sake.
It is, in fact, Clemson.
I think they're pretty good.
I get that, but again, it's fucking Clemson. And Tony Bennett's on the other side of the court? No.
Exactly my point. Tony Bennett's on the other side of the court.
I'm not going to bet against Tony Bennett in a tournament.
Are you serious?
Think about what you've just said, D.
I didn't care
that he lost to a 16 seed. He also won it.
He won it, and that's the only time he's made it out of the first weekend in the last 6 years.
Okay, well, this is the ACC tournament, bro, and I'm not going to bet against Virginia.
All right, so you got Virginia then against Duke, and you believe that Duke wins that game, or the UVA?
Of course I believe that Duke wins that game, and I can make a assortment of different reasons why, with different players why, and scenarios why. But fact of the matter is, if we think it's going to be the same Duke-Virginia game that we saw last time, that's wrong.
No, it won't. It'll be closer.
That's fucking wrong. So
if it's the game, it's closer.
I just want to see some attitude and some energy from Duke. Like, that's it.
Go ahead, Pops.
Honestly, I agree with what D is saying. You know what I mean? I don't think that I think Duke and UVA for sure. I think UVA is going to beat Clemson, and I think it'll be a very rough game for Duke. It could possibly be a rough game for Duke. I'll say that. It'll just be a close game. It'll be a close game.
Jack, where do you fall?
Think it's going to be Clemson. I think it could be Virginia, though, obviously. I think Duke wins regardless of opponent. I think it's going to be a tough game regardless of opponent, but I think Duke is going to come out victorious and then go on and beat Carolina in the championship game.
Well, last thing, I'll say this. Duke and or North Carolina playing Wake would be huge. Duke playing Carolina would be huge, and Duke playing NC State before that in the quarterfinals would be huge. That would be fun to see.
Yeah, that would be classic.
I would love to see the Big Four get as much exposure as they can.
It would be absolutely and then you and a UVA after the state game would be absolutely phenomenal for the ACC.
It'd be draining, though.
So okay, so then let's get to
saying, it would be great for the ACC.
No, you're right, but
let's get to predicting the champion then. Jack, do you got Duke winning it all?
Of course. What kind of a Duke fan would I be?
I'm gonna show the kind of Duke fan I am. I think that we have the hangover effect from losing on senior night and all the histrionics that went into it. I think that we lose to Clemson. I think Clemson plays UNC tough, but that UNC ultimately wins the ACC tournament. So I'll be the Debbie Downer here for the 5-Point Play podcast. What do you got, Dustin?
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say Duke doesn't win this thing. Are you crazy? Like, You're never going to find me saying that might be a little biased, if you will. But, you know, just sitting here looking at this bracket, yeah, it kind of sets up for a Duke-UNC championship game, but that's probably what CBS and Raycom, Jefferson Spilett, and fucking ESPN, everybody wanted. So everybody but the people who live in the Triangle who care about that game will be invested. And let's go Duke. Duke against the world.
There we go. Pops.
Just win, baby. You already know what time it is. Duke all the way. I don't give a damn who we playing. Duke all the way.
Well, there just we go.
Freaking win.
Yeah, no doubt. I hope that we see some Inspirable. I really do. And we get 40 minutes of Inspirable.
Hey, yo.
Then we're not. Hey, yo. Well, that's nothing. If we get 40 minutes of Inspire basketball, then we're going to.
Thank you, TK.
We're going to beat anybody that we play.
40 minutes in.
I just have to see it.
You got to get that 40 minutes in.
Give me 120.
Hey, Jack, you're going to be there all 5 days.
Got him.
AC is going to be there at least Thursday, I believe. So what do we got? We got a long Patreon from DC.
We have not finalized anything, but we are going to try to go live from the ACC tournament at least once. Who knows? I might even be there while we're recording our Duke preview episode for the first game. We'll see.
Oh yeah, get your I don't give a fuck shirt from the link below.
Yep. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Discord for the game day chats, the Behage Natty White scoreboard. That might be taking a break. That may be taking a break for his liver purposes. But either way,
keeping it going.
Yeah, the game day chats are lively.
Keeping it going. Join the Discord. You'll know what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
So right here.
On the link below.
Right here.
And as always, let's go Duke.
Let's go Duke.
Go Duke.
Let's go Duke.